Okay, before we begin today's lesson, let's take time to confess our sins so that we will be in fellowship, controlled by the Spirit, and enjoy the teaching ministry of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would enlighten us as to the truth and the things that we're going to examine. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a brief introduction for chapter 5 to give us an advanced view of some things that are discussed in detail in the rest of this course. This will give us a better understanding of the significance of this chapter, meaning chapter 5. So this is lesson 20, preface for chapter 5, solutions for sin. There are two objectives which we address in our Christian life and in this course. The first is communion with God, also known as fellowship. The second is the building and strengthening of our faith. These are defined respectively as fellowship or communion with God and maturity, which comes from building up our faith. We will be talking at length about maturity in part 4, living in the power of God's Word. At this point, however, what we want to understand is the place of fellowship with God in our Christian walk. Fellowship, simply put, is a happy and peaceful relationship with God, our Father. We will always be His children, but since we inevitably break His rules, we cause Him to be unhappy with us, just as any father is with his children from time to time. In God's grace, He has provided a way for us to assuage this dissonant relationship and restore fellowship. The method He designed for this brings the redeeming work of the cross, whereby our sins were paid for, into our Christian lives. The same way the sacrifice of Christ was used to remove our sins at salvation is used now to forgive the sins we commit after salvation, if we follow His system. So, at salvation, all sins were forgiven, but now that we are saved, we must know how to deal with the sins we go on committing. The way God has provided for this is found in the upcoming chapter 5, which shows the solution for sin for believers. This is technique 1, which, as we will see, is the gate to the fulfillment of all other techniques. Fellowship with God is broken by sin, and the reason the first technique is so crucial is that it restores fellowship. Why is this important? That is because, as we will demonstrate in Scripture, we will not be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit if we are not in fellowship with God. Fellowship is the key to everything else we will ever do. We must be clear. The Holy Spirit always lives in us, but He does not always control us, because when we sin, we truncate or cut off the control of the Spirit and turn it over to the sinful nature. The object is to keep the Holy Spirit in control by staying in fellowship. That is what Technique 1 will do. In conclusion, at salvation we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. This is permanent, and it is called our position in Christ. This is where we are cloaked in the robe of His righteousness. His righteousness is imputed or credited to us when we are saved. It's our eternal standing before God. But we won't always be controlled by the Spirit. The control or absence of that control reflects our condition, which is our temporal standing, or the way we look in time. Our condition will be characterized by either the control of the spirit or the control of the sinful nature. When we are in fellowship, we are controlled by the Holy Spirit. When we sin and are out of fellowship, the sinful nature will be in charge. Technique 1 tells us how to resolve this. You can proceed now to lesson 21, where technique 1 is introduced. Father, we thank you for this introduction. We pray now that as we go forward to chapter 5 and lesson 21 that deals with the technique that we need so badly in our lives, we pray that these things will be, that we will be prepared for this and that we will receive the things that you have prepared for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.